I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're recording.
You don't need to announce it. Like, see, this is where you need to get tips from Vic, because Vic would never...
Hey, no, me saying, and we're recording, is the equivalent of a little clap to so that the for the sound guy, for Colm to sync it all up. Jamie, don't worry about it. It's just a bit of technical stuff.
You don't need to sync
up
anything. You don't need to sync it up.
Sync up the audio, mate. That's what we're doing.
I don't know. Hey, Vic, even though yes. we've had a whole part one together, it's really great to see you.
It's nice to see you too.
Not just in part two, just in general. It's great to see you.
Yeah. It's really nice, you know, that you're choosing love as well.
What do you mean choosing? Choosing.
Choosing love. Choosing love.
I don't know why it sounded like you said choosing. Yeah, I'm choosing love. I've got about 5 of these t-shirts, you know.
Are you allowed to send us one?
Yeah. But I mean, they're for charity, so maybe you could just buy one yourself.
Jamie, he's always, sorry, Vic. He's always looking for an opportunity to get something from a charity for free.
I don't think you should do that. I think you should spend some money on it.
He used to shoplift, but only at cancer research.
You know what? So I used to work at cancer research when I was in final year of school, me and my friend. Mm-hmm. And these people used to come in and shoplift all the time. And this is going to sound really bad. We didn't used to do anything about it. We used to just stand and watch from the table.
No, you used to encourage them. You used to go, come on, get in here and steal it.
No, the thing is, right, so the homeless people would always come in. And we just thought, they do really need these clothes. So we just kind of let them. But we were told if anyone comes and shoplifts from the store while we're on duty, we're supposed to push a button and Dot would come from the back and she'd be like, "Ee, lasses, I'll help you." But she,
Dot was like a pit bull. What was Dot?
Wait, Dot from EastEnders.
Dot. I shouldn't be saying any of this.
Who the fuck is Dot?
Dot was our manager at Cancer Research. Basically, we used to do it once a week on Mondays after school, me and my friend Elle. We'd go and work in the cancer research shop. We'd get some Greggs, eat that while we worked at the till. And people would shoplift all the time. And we just sort of watched it happen.
What the hell? It's the worst, your worst employee ever. You just watch people stealing stuff and then making a joke of it in a podcast. And not caring. You're the dick. I'm not. I just wanted a t-shirt. You stole that probably.
I didn't know. I paid for these. Also, we sold lots of good things and the money went to a fantastic cause during our time there.
Yes, it's good. It's good. I mean, I commend you for working for cancer research.
Yeah, because you can think of anything worse than working for a charity, could you, Francis? That's what you're basically saying.
Well, actually, do you know what? Well, now that we mentioned it, I'm actually running 5 kilometres for the Eve Appeal, which is a cancer which funds research into gynecological cancer prevention rather than treatment.
That's good.
So it's very good. And actually, if you want to support me, the link is in my Instagram bio. If you want to see me run in lipstick or shave my head or whatever, they're different things.
Oh, great! So we can dress you for your 5K.
We can dress you up.
Yeah,
for
you can dress me if you make a donation.
Hey, everyone! Welcome back to Part 2 of Private Parts. We're still here with Victoria Hope.
Yes.
Do you not love your surname? Do you not love that it's Hope?
You know,
it's not actually your surname, isn't it? Or it is your surname?
Yeah, so kind of. My name is actually Victoria Wanyal Nwosu Hope. But
sorry, say that again?
Yeah.
Wait, are you Nigerian?
Yes, I'm half Nigerian.
You just
half
go whine.
Yeah. I sound like a cat. My name is Victoria Wanyal Nwosu Hope. It means child of the sun.
I like that.
Yeah, well, you did it before.
No, I did. I did. If I'm laughing, coming from a white posh privileged place, me just laughing, yeah. It does not come across very well at all.
Yeah, no, it really doesn't. Jamie's name means son of a bitch.
You're just laughing, making me say it again while you touch my hair.
Vic, have you always been quite charitable? Have you always kind of done things that have you always been that type of person to kind of go, okay, I want to kind of help others and discover about other people's lives and things like that, or no? Just because you worked at the cancer research place, you're a journalist, you want to go and help people now, you're doing the refugee stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really thought about it. I guess because of our family setup, which is that we have half our family still live in Nigeria, so all of my mum's side of the family, and the way it works over there is that if they want to send someone over to the UK for an education or for a better life, there's often quite a lot of people kind of pool together to make that happen. So we have a responsibility to the rest of our village back in Nigeria. So we've always sent money back, which I've always kind of liked, because where aid is concerned, sometimes a lot of charities, you're not entirely sure where things are going or how much is actually going to help people, how much is going into overheads or bureaucracy or whatever. So it's been our way, and I was brought up thinking that the best thing you can do is to send money, clothes, food back to people kind of directly.
Charity starts at
exactly
home.
Charity starts at home. So that's always been a big part of our family life.
I commend you. It's a really great thing to do. More people should do it. Do you do it because you feel like you should? You feel like you're bound to do it because
Because I've got a really great, comfortable, safe life. Like, as far as I understand, that means I'm lucky. So I have a responsibility because not everyone's so lucky. I think I've always been quite aware of the stark injustices and inequalities that there are in the world. Again, because I've got so many members of my family live in a very rural part of Nigeria that is impoverished, that where there isn't a lot of food, where everyone is self-sufficient, and when the rains don't come, that means you're not going to eat. Like, as far as I'm concerned, that's not quite fair if you were to be brought up with all that you need, an abundance of food. So being conscious of that is important to me, and doing something to help it is important to me. So that's always been the case. And I do get really upset when I hear about any sort of injustice, any sort of inequality, maybe to my detriment, because often if something seems unfair, I speak out about it, and I've been in trouble loads of times when I thought something didn't seem quite right.
Sometimes there are other explanations for things.
Exactly.
Just injustice.
But can you give examples of when you've spoken out, when you feel like unfair? You've already done it in the past.
I always do it. It's always
What, because you hate injustice and you feel you hate...
No, that makes it sound so grandiose when it's not. Even when it's little things.
Francis,
even if
you don't know
like...
what grandiose means, it's another big word. Don't worry about it.
I'm very... even on a day-to-day basis. So I work with kids, like, currently every day, but up until lockdown, it was once a week, every Sunday. I work with a group of kids from all over the world who've come from very difficult backgrounds and who don't have the same start in life. And you can see some of them are quite naughty. Some of them, as they get a bit older, that they become naughtier. And I find it difficult to accept that they're like a lost cause, or that they're naughty kids, because it's not been fair. Their upbringing hasn't been the same as others. And I don't know. Yeah,
do you think do you think people being born into different circumstances is an injustice?
No, it's inequality, but it's not necessarily an injustice. I think it's an injustice for them, but it's not necessarily an injustice
of society.
It's not a
social injustice that people are born into different... Because we can't all be born into the same circumstances.
But
it just wouldn't work. You know, you can't create that situation.
But I get what you're saying because that I think what you're more saying is I totally agree with you is that people are born into certain situations and they're not given a chance in life, and so it's not their fault that certain things happen, whether the life they lead or something happens and they go down that route. It's just unfortunate circumstances, and
it's just not fair. Yeah,
it's not fair. And I totally agree with you on that. I always sort of talk about that. That's why I always say that I think the educational system is totally flawed, because in state schooling you have 45 kids in a class. One kid could be being abused, his parents could be going through a divorce, he could be having a trouble, he could be just an introvert, all these different things. And if you're not good at school, that means you're then just cast out as a misfit, and so therefore you're not thought about or cared about.
Thing. Like, there used to be much more emphasis on apprenticeships for people who maybe didn't want to do or who didn't excel at school, and then they had the grammar school system to take the people who were very performing very well and bring them up the route to success and fulfillment. So, but now, you know, there's a lot less of that now. Everyone's being standardized in a state school way. And then there's a very small elite of people who get to go to private schools who end up running everything, which isn't fair, is it?
No, it's not representative either. And I think that a lot of kids feel quite disenfranchised because if they're not academically inclined, then they just feel locked out of the whole of society. Because from, you know, then on up, that they don't have the same opportunities. But you're so right. I'm such a huge advocate for education in its broadest term, not just meaning, your core school subjects, but kids knowing that they could do apprenticeships or they could do GMBQs or they could do more... vocational or, you know, a practice-based jobs in the future.
And also, this is so right. Like, you know, you don't. And if you are a kid out there, if you are one of the listeners who
we have a lot of kids who listen to this.
Yeah.
You know, sorry for the
that excites you, doesn't it?
Sorry
for all the poop chat.
The poop chat.
but it's so true. And I feel that if you are someone who is out there who is not performing at school in terms of getting the right grades and sort of the sciences and math and these things, it doesn't matter, because actually you can go into a world where you don't need a certain degrees in order to achieve, and you don't need certain things, and you don't need to be
you just need an Instagram account.
but you can, but like, you know, creativity is such an amazing attribute to have in life. And I was always told that if I didn't pass these exams or get this degree, I was never going to be successful in the terms of what I thought successful was when I was younger. But actually, success isn't defined by being cash rich in any way whatsoever. Success is about waking up every day and actually loving what you're doing. And so many people don't realize that.
Well, feeling fulfilled, right?
Yeah, fulfillment, 100%. Basis. Hey, Vic, are you... So, lockdown at the moment. Mm. Are you by yourself in lockdown?
I live alone in my flat.
No. Okay,
well, you've been lonely.
Okay. No, I'm not lonely at all. I'm actually not lonely at all. I think at the beginning I was like, oh shit, what if I'm here for 8 weeks? Look how it turned out. And I'm on my own. But imagine if I'd been here with a housemate, I think I would have hated it more.
Yeah, you
did
would have.
But did you think about, like, buddying up with some guy to go through it together? Did you make any calls before? You're like, hey, I don't know if you're
listen, this is
free,
not a
this lockdown
call. This
Are
is a 9 week call. You ready for this?
Hey, let's do a crash test of us together. Yeah.
Basically what France is trying to get out, are you dating at the moment? Are you not dating? Or is that too much of a personal question to ask? Probably is a bit of a personal question.
It's a really personal question to
ask. But I've asked it, so there we go. Because we spoke to someone the other day who said they've been doing these Zoom dates.
Mm.
And I don't know, I don't think I'd be very good at a Zoom date, because I'd be sitting with my headphones on, holding a microphone, going, hi, you want to see my penis?
Don't say that. Yeah. I am. No, I've not been doing Zoom dating. I'm rubbish even at the best of times at phone calls. Like, if someone calls me, I let it ring out and then I text them going, "You called?" Because I don't need to talk. I don't want to talk. I want to see you. If you've got any information you need to pass on to me, text it and then I can find it. Don't even give me a voice note. Just text it to me and we'll meet at that time.
Yeah, if you want a voice note, just start your fucking podcast already.
Wait, Vic, that is super sexy. If me and you were dating and you sent me a message saying, have you got any information to send me? Otherwise, you can just you just text me. That is great. That's a real turn on, I think, for guys. Have you got any information?
No, I've just never been one. Even with my friends, I'm not one for... I lived abroad for a year and all my friends were Skyping each other and they were like, why don't you join the Skype? And I'm like, I have nothing to say to you over Skype. When I see you, we're going to have an amazing time. But right now, that's not what we're doing. I'm just rubbish at phone calls. I've got better because I miss my family so much and we are like... doing the Zooms and the house parties and all of that. But no, I can't imagine dating over Zoom. Like, I really love touching people, like, on the arm or, like, on the... Do you know what I mean? Like,
No what? Idea what you mean. Wait, what do you mean? I really love touching people on the arm. Is that what you're saying?
I love eye contact and I love... I love physical contact and it just feels like I wouldn't be able to... be myself or get to know them as their self in a Zoom context. So it just feels like a bit of a waste of time.
Wait, so what you're saying, Vic, is that you really want to do an episode with us in the studio?
I would love that, obviously, but we can't do that.
You want to get back in the studio? Well, so, you know...
Vic, are you one of these people that if you're on a date, you do that thing where you suddenly sit still and you just stare at them in the eyes? Do you do that and go, do you feel that connection?
Not intentionally. And I would never say, do you feel that connection? What do you take me for? But...
Do you hear
I
that?
That's the sound of...
I think you would.
Do you feel that? You would say that. You're that type
of person. No, I wouldn't, Jamie. I would never say, do you feel that? But I do like looking in people's eyes. The thing is with these phones is... Where I'm looking at my camera is not where you're looking at yours. So we can't make proper eye contact. And I do miss that.
If you look at your camera, you can. Look.
Oh, my God. Look, that's...
No, but I'm not looking at...
You're looking at the eyes of a killer. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Scary.
But I'm not looking... So if I look at your eyes, you're not actually looking at mine because I'm not looking at the camera. I have to look at the screen.
And now I can see your eyes through my camera.
All right, you pervert. What are you literally doing? Stuff like she's now Vic is curling backwards because she's freaked out by you.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So what you're saying is that you're about the intimate. You like to be there with, so you're about the present moment with someone.
That's of course. Who doesn't? I do miss that. But I'm very lucky because, well, for a start, I'm actually, because I'm working at the refugee centre, which I'm allowed to do. So mm-hmm. I've got contact at social distance from, you know, plenty of people, the other volunteers and some of the families that I've been working with. And we're doing food deliveries. So I'm not completely on my own. And we do have, and I think this is allowed, and it's definitely allowed now. And I think it was allowed before. But so I live in a block in Hackney in Dalston. And we have like a shared roof terrace for everyone who's in like my block and then a courtyard in between. And there's four blocks around it. So everyone's got roof terrace and then there's a courtyard that's shared. So actually... I've got loads of people to talk to and I've got to know all my neighbours. We'll have a glass of wine like over the balconies or in the terrace. So we
You're basically having raves. You're basically you're having big raves.
We're definitely not having raves.
That's how you got pregnant, isn't it? That's how it happened. We now know.
Socially distant sex, right? How does that work?
Just chuck the sperm.
Just chuck the semen.
With a blow dart.
You're like lying there. You're like
into your vagina. What are you doing?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like the girls like
horrific. Francis is mimicking what actually would happen. You look like you're being milked, Francis. That's disastrous.
Hey, no, I was blowing the dart and having one blown in me, apparently.
Into your sphincter.
Into your sphincter.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, Francis, we need to have the answer to the question of the week, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
So the question was, what was it? What was kind of interesting about the second person to get a PhD in computer science? Well, I guess if you think it's interesting that she was a woman, that's one thing for you, Jamie, because you kind of are very chauvinist, right? You think it's you don't think women should go to school. You think they belong in the kitchen.
No, nothing like that.
But actually, she was actually a Roman Catholic nun.
Whoa!
Yeah, and she got a PhD, and she got the second PhD ever in computer science.
Whoa!
Hey, there we go. I like
that. When was that? What year? Where?
I'm going to guess the year. 1942.
You can guess the year for a bonus, right? So a bonus.
1942.
I've not guessed. I'm going to say 1984.
That's way late, Vic. What are you talking about? It's way too late, surely.
So when do you? Wait, so you think that when do you? Okay. So she died in 1985.
Wow. She had the last year was banging for her.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah. Huge.
Her name
year.
Was Mary Kenneth Keller. She was the she was the second person to get a PhD.
Okay. I said 1942. So what year was
well,
I right?
She died in 1985. So she was doing computer science up until she died, right?
Yes.
She died.
But I know. But what year? That's not what we asked. What are you talking about?
When did she get her PhD?
When did she get it?
Oh, she got her PhD in 1975.
Oh, so I was closer.
You're way closer than me. All right, there you go. There's the answer to that.
How old was she when she died?
Oh, sorry. No, 1965. She got. Oh.
Why did you make up? Like you, cause no, you couldn't find the answer, and you made it up.
It said that she commenced teaching or something at 1975, but she got her PhD in 1965.
So she started teaching 10 years after she got her PhD. What was she doing in between?
I guess computer science. lab work.
She just being a nun. Just
she had a lot of work on with
nunning.
Yeah. Nunning around.
Yeah. Nunning around.
Why don't we have your diary, Francis?
For some reason, I haven't been keeping much of a diary during lockdown. It's not for a lack of things to write about, as Samuel Pepys would point out, but it's just that I've been so busy making techno music.
Have you?
Yeah.
Sick, Ron.
Banging techno anthems. Yeah. Should I send it to you afterwards?
We don't want to hear it. No, we don't.
Vic, should I send you my techno
track?
Oh,
Vic. No, Vic, you send it to Vic and then you could play it on your rooftop. There you go.
Yeah, yeah, you're like
I'm not having raves on my rooftop. I have a glass of wine on my balcony from which I can see other people who live
in there's a communal space and there's four buildings. We're all friends. We've all been hanging out.
No, we haven't. I've just seen them.
I bet it's really exciting, isn't it, when you have that legal lockdown sex, isn't it? It's so much better now it's illegal. Oh, this is so
dangerous. Is that the end of your diary entry?
Yeah, is that the end of your diary, Francis?
What's what more?
I've been so busy making techno music that I haven't really had a chance to sit down and document things going on around me. So I thought I would take this moment. 10 minutes before we record a Zoom podcast with Vic Hope, friend of the podcast, to tell you all that everything is great. And
he's making it up. Look at
him. You're making it up as
he's now looking out the window. He's looking out the window.
No, I was just taking a moment to say the last. I think everything is great, and I just can't wait until we are all back together again, and we can record Private Parts podcast in the studio. But I think it's also wonderful. Sorry, I think it's.
Why don't you repeat that last paragraph exactly?
What was the last word we just
missed?
What
was it? What did you say?
Yeah.
From the window bit.
Oh yeah, I said I think it's so. I can't wait till we're all back together again, that we can go back and record a podcast in a studio like people, rather than prisoners in our own homes.
Sick diary, buddy.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. Well done, Francis.
If you want, Vic, I will send you my techno track. I'll send it to you on Instagram. Yeah.
Okay, great.
I know
what
you're
would you
not
like
asking
me to do
for
with
it, but you're going to thank me after you. No, just listen to it.
Okay. Well, thank you now.
What is she going to do with it? Just listen to it.
On my own in my house.
Dance to it.
I do like dancing alone in my kitchen, so
yeah,
I will.
All right, you can.
It's a lockdown anthem.
Wow.
Hey, Victoria Nwai. Yes. Hope.
Nwayau.
Hey, no, Vic, honestly, buddy, you are just such a dream, and thank you so much for letting us spend an hour of your time today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Hey, we're getting... This is a really good episode as well. I think, Jamie, I don't want to, you know, jinx it, but I think we're getting better at doing this whole podcasting thing.
Well, you would hope so.
I mean, on Zoom. I mean, Zoom podcasting.
You've been doing it for ages, haven't you?
Or possibly we just have Vic is just a great guest.
Never got an excuse not to put out an episode if we're away on holiday or whatever.
Did you just burp at the same time as saying that? You
didn't. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that.
But Vic, honestly, dude, I can't wait to see what happens as soon as you get out of lockdown. What you're going to do? Can you give us any little sneak peek of what you might be up to or anything?
I can say we've got a children's show, we've got an art show, we've got a big old sports show. But we're going to have to wait for that one.
You've got way
big,
more
big
than
old
what
sports
I have,
show.
What the hell? I got none of this shit. What the hell? You're just smashing it.
No, but we haven't made them yet. We're just like waiting to be able to make them, but we'll make them.
Look, if you ever need a co-host, if you ever need a friend, if you ever need a buddy, and if you ever need another blow dart, I am here for you.
Insemination from a distance.
Inseminate her.
Yes, he did. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. No. Yeah, no
I love
worries.
That you don't think I can find a donor myself. You offered to inseminate me or someone who could be awful, all of the above.
Hey, Vic, listen, you're an absolute dream. You're not only a friend of the podcast, you're our friend as well. And thank you so much. No, you really are. Go and follow Vic on Instagram as well. And just be safe.
You guys,
Jesus.
Like yeah, sorry
he
about that.
Smacked the desk so hard.
I know. Thank I got you. So passionate about what I was
wow,
saying.
Wow, you're like Boris Johnson the other night.
What we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Oh shit! I forgot we did this last time as well, didn't we? And I didn't know.
Yeah, it's so funny how it always catches people out. Even guests of the podcast, previous guests of the podcast.
I've done it before. I can't remember what I said last time. I hope I don't say the same thing again. Something inspirational. I've got something. Did you know that given the length of a giraffe's neck... Wait, let me start again. Did you know that given the length of a giraffe's neck, it should be impossible for them to pump the blood from their heart up to their brain? And yet, they have evolved a strong enough wall around their heart to be able to defy gravity so that their brains can work and they can prosper. So if you too feel that you have a huge, vast chasm between your heart and your head... Don't worry, you can build walls around it too and make it work.
That's beautiful. Did you just make that up on the spot?
Did you just read that off your wall as well? Like, what the hell was that?
I recently was reading about giraffes and it really struck me that I feel like I might have an affinity with them because there's also a big gap between my heart and my head, so I've built a wall around it too.
So what you're saying is...
Oh, love that.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you feel like you don't think with your heart enough?
Or vice versa, or I do things that are just led by my heart when really I should be thinking with my head.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Great way to end it, Francis. That was good.
No, I'm saying people do that. That's we're all guilty of that sometimes.
Yeah. We are.
I was kind of thinking that's true even in my case sometimes.
Hey, Vic, thank you so much for going to the podcast. We adore you to bits. And
thank you.
Hey, listen, as soon as we're out, you'll come back on.
Absolutely.
And we can't wait for
it. Jamie, I like the way you're holding your microphone.
With my little finger out. Yeah, I don't know why I do that. All right, everyone. We're going to see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much. Much love to you. Stay
thank
safe.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.